This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
People started lining up an hour early for a shot at some cheap gas Monday in Dallas. Fuel City spent an hour selling gas for $2.38 a gallon. The group Americans for Prosperity bought 6,000 gallons of gas from Fuel City to sell at the price when Joe Biden took office. Dallas County Democrats countered, saying the president has pushed to lower the cost of food, gas, and insulin. But Republicans keep voting with huge companies. Americans for Prosperity is planning similar events at gas stations across Texas. A little bit of rain is hitting Texas this week, but nothing like forecasters expected. At the start of the hurricane season, the experts predicted an above-average number of storms. So far, that's fizzled out. Texas State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon says we typically see one hurricane by this time.
The farther we go without in additional hurricanes, the smaller the expected total number becomes.
The National Hurricane Center is already backing off their prediction, which called for between 14 and 20 named storms. Now that kids are in school and college students are back on campus, there are some concerns about the spread of viruses. Flu season is around the corner, and the dominant strains of COVID, BA4 and BA5, also happen to be the easiest to spread. On top of that, there are fears that monkeypox could hit the student population. Dr. Philip Wang is the director of Dallas County Health and Human Services. He says they're keeping an eye on everything.
We're not seeing it in the school population, but certainly that could be concerning if it does get into that group. But again, it's not as easily spread as something like COVID.
Dr. Wang also says they have not seen any cases among students who play contact sports. He recommends getting current on vaccines, using good practices, and staying home if you feel sick. The Paris-Lamar County Health District's latest COVID report, published Monday afternoon, shows 314 active cases of the virus and one new death from the disease. There were 27 new positive PCR tests and 96 positive antigen tests. Paris police responded to a disturbance involving a firearm Sunday morning in the 500 block of Northeast 10th Street. When officers arrived, they located a 41-year-old man who had been the victim of an assault. The complainant said that when he arrived at the residence, his two adult sons had been arguing and one had shot at the other. The two then turned the argument onto the victim, and one of the sons struck the victim in his head with a pistol. The victim did not seek medical attention. The Mansfield Public School in Johnston County, Oklahoma, has shut down because of a COVID outbreak. School officials say 20% of the students and 50% of the staff had tested positive for coronavirus. Classroom instruction will resume August 22nd. Titus County will receive $6.3 million in funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. $2 million will be used for road funding. The four precincts requested $500,000 each to be used for road materials or equipment. This will keep the county within its planned budget. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.